Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Friday, June the 3rd. And then as this morning, overnight EBOT prices were December corn down a penny and a half at 728 and three quarters. July wheat down 13 and a quarter cents at 1045. And July beans down 13 and three quarter cents at 1715 and a half. We did have a sale this morning, 101,000 metric tons of old crop corn to unknown. Weekly export sales were really pretty light. The wheat 64, corn 233, beans 395. Just very poor numbers out here. The Russians' defense ministry came out and said that exports could start leaving Black Sea ports for humanitarian through humanitarian corridors. Apparently, Putin didn't say they couldn't so far. Belarus says they're going to allow transit of Ukrainian grain through Baltic ports if they can get their own stuff out through Baltic ports as well. Now, apparently they don't have enough capacity in those ports to export both Ukrainian grain and Belarusian grain. So we'll have to see how that works out. But, you know, I think it's the same old story. The Russians are going to try to keep talking about allowing grain to go through, yet they're not going to let it go through. So, you know, I think we're at pretty much where we've been. You know, end users are going to look to try to get some coverage on the breaks. The pros are going to sell some rallies out here, and we'll see where we go. But, you know, overall, the weather looks really good out here. Farmers should have had a chance to get a lot of the corn finished up. We'll see what the crop ratings say on Monday. The crop progress also had to have the crop ratings and corn, at least in corn, and corn ought to be pretty strong out. So I don't see anything particularly positive. The dollar is back up just 20 ticks. Crude oil is up 40 cents a barrel here. I paid $6.80 a gallon for gas in Chicago yesterday. That's up almost a dollar a gallon in 2 weeks. You know, I just don't know if the country can continue to afford, you know, be paying $6 and $7 gas prices out here. Dow Jones is starting the day. Looks like it'll be down 250. If the Dow Jones gets hit today, Elon Musk came out and said, you know, he might have to cut back because he sees a tremendous economic turndown in the U.S. markets. That goes along with what Jamie Dimon said yesterday about, you know, some kind of storm brewing. And he didn't know if it was going to be a small storm or a hurricane, but he didn't like what he was seeing. So, you know, we've had a nice rally in the stock market. I don't know if it'll be able to hold up in here. So that's really about it. The grain's under some pressure here this morning. We'll see if they open lower and then rally like they've been doing, or open higher and then break. You know, that's been the pattern more often than not, though we've had a few exceptions out here. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.